All right, guys, welcome back. Going into the second hour here of the premiere episode of Balance of Power. I got a dice roll to make, Adam, and we're gonna
front load
the fuck out of this. So how many?
Okay.
What can I do?
So first of all, I checked the qualities of the. Let's talk about your rocket launcher. Let's talk about this missile tube. So the missile tube has a bunch of qualities on it. So these can be things like all the blast rifles have stun setting. So this weapon has a cumbersome 3, which I think isn't a problem for you. What's your brawn? Your brawn's 3, right?
My brawn is I can't see it. Brawn is 3, yeah.
Brawn is 3. Okay, so you're not going to have any problem. You're strong enough to use this weapon. It's got breach 1, which means it's going to ignore 1 point of the AT-ST's 3 armor. It's got blast 10, which means if anybody is in engaged range with it and you shoot, it's going to hurt them too, which isn't the case here. But it also has prepare 1, which means you need to take a maneuver to prepare the weapon. So if you want to fire this turn, all you can do is just like get it on your shoulder, get that lock, and then fire. But if you miss, you can spend advantage to activate its tracking ability, so it can like hook back around and hit the thing. So okay. It means you're not going to have time to aim unless you settle down here, prepare, and then also aim.
I mean, the thing's walking towards me, so I feel like I need to just take the shot.
Also, yes, Pocket gave you advantage, so you can just even if you
yeah, miss. So
and
I'm going to
use a destiny point as well.
Yeah, so let's take a look at the your pool. So you've got in the pool, you start with your range. So the range to the AT-ST is going to start you with three difficulty dice.
Okay, so 3 purples.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Now you're attacking something with a bigger silhouette than you. So it's going to be a little easier to hit. So that means let's see, it's 2 or more points. Oh no, it's just for shooting at it. Okay. So when it shoots you, this will come into effect.
So if I use sniper shot, mm-hmm. It's an active ability, and the summary is you just changed me to the other thing as I was reading this.
Sorry.
It says before making an on-throw and range attack, may perform a sniper shot maneuver to increase the weapon's range by 1 range band per rank and sniper shot. Upgrade the difficulty of the attack by 1 range per band increase.
Yeah, so you don't need to use that because you're already inside the range for the weapon.
Gotcha.
Now you can, if you want to, you can spend a strain to get an extra maneuver. So if you want to strain yourself, you can also aim. That'll give you another boost die.
Yeah, I have 12 strain. Hold on.
Yeah, you're still pretty good for strain.
Yeah, I'll use strain. I'll use destiny point, and then I'll use the boost dice. So
okay.
So what do I add?
You in your dice pool, you're gonna use. So the destiny point will give you 1 upgrade. So put 1 in the upgrade.
Okay.
Add in 2 blue dice
to
your dice pool. And oh, sorry, it's 2 strain, not 1. So you lose 2 of your strain, but that's okay. So you add in your 2, 1 for aiming and 1 for help. And then the base difficulty to hit this thing is going to be 3 purple dice.
So 6 purple dice total?
No, just 3 total.
Okay. Yep. And then I'm using my gunnery heavy weapon.
Yeah, using gunnery heavy weapons. And did you already click the destiny pool to use the point?
Oh no, how do I? Oh, do I just click roll?
Yeah,
destiny?
There's a little like there's a little like use dark side, use light side little indicator in the middle.
Use light side. Okay.
There you go. So it'll say automatine flips a light side point.
Oh,
there you go. So
cool.
That's what buys you. That's what buys you your upgrade.
All right. So ranged heavy. Right.
Yep.
All right. Here's the roll. See if we all
oh
die.
Oh my god.
ATSD. Good luck. Oh my god, I think I fucking destroyed it. I think I fucking destroyed it.
That's huge. That's totally huge. So you get not only the hit, but it's a critical hit, so it bypasses its normal threshold and does a ton of extra damage. Now you get a disadvantage, so maybe you get like distracted by the flare blasting out of the rocket or something, and it's gonna
maybe
give you
I'm
a
so proud of my shot that I don't fucking pay attention to anything.
yeah, exactly. So yeah, it just like hurls towards the AT-ST, and let's talk about damage on these things. So when you hit, you can use that to activate a crit. Against the ship, in addition to whatever your normal damage would be. So when it takes damage, it's going to you exceed its armor. It's no problem. it's going to take a it's going to take a hit, and so you'll roll a percentile dice. But let's figure out its damage first.
Okay.
So the damage on this weapon would be 20 normally. It's a 20 damage weapon.
Damn.
And then you get to add the number of successes you got. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 6. Yeah, oh. counts the triumph.
The crit.
Yep. Yeah. So it's 26. But we scale it down because it's it goes down to 3 damage. It goes down to 3 because it's a personnel scale weapon against a vehicle. But this thing only has like 12 hit points. Mm. So your weapon goes right through the armor, so it deals a bunch of damage to it. So I'll take off its hit points. And then you can also roll on the crit table. So on the crit table, you just roll a D100, and you're going to – so you can just go slash roll D100, and you can add the total damage you did to it. So add 3, and so we'll see how bad the how bad the crit is. You want this 21. To be as high as
– 21.
Okay. So a 21 means that – let's see. If the shield, okay, so it's losing power to shields. If the vehicle has no shields, it suffers 1 point of system strain. So, yeah, it comes flying up to it, hits it, and there's a burst of sparks and fire. The thing staggers a little bit, and we can see inside the two stormtroopers that are running it. One of them is like patting at the fire with like a cloak, and they're distracted. The system has taken some heavy strain.
So how much actual like raw damage did I do to this thing? 5.
You did 3.
Oh, total. I did 3.
It scales. Yeah, it scales down. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So it'll take. It's not meant to take these things out in one hit. But you've definitely caused some damage to it, and they're gonna take you very seriously now.
Gotcha.
Cool. Okay, so the AT-ST is staggered, and that was the PC. So bringing up the rear is Tactician Bell. What are you going to do? It's your turn.
Sir Strippins.
So I just produce a blaster pistol from my hip, and I turn to the men, and I say, stay low and follow me. Fire on my signal, and then I just start moving in towards the front gate.
Okay, all right. So you wanna move with your team?
We're gonna move the team stealthy like.
Okay. Now you can move them if you take 2 strain. You can move. You can take an extra maneuver, so I'll let you move 2.
Is it? I'm kind of worried about putting us right next to an AT-ST though. If I fuck the stealth, bro.
I mean, you are moving right down the center line toward the front door.
But we have, like, the AT-STs already distracted on one, and the troopers are on us, right?
That's true, and yes. they can only look one way, so.
And they haven't gone yet. You can also can also hold.
I'll expend a strain to move 2 bands.
Okay, cool. So you take 2 strain, and then for your turn, you just lead the team of rebels up into medium range from the door. Yeah. Now you can make your stealth roll.
All right.
And the difficulty is going to be 2, and you can take a take a boost die for the terrain.
Was a boost? That's the blue one, right?
That's the blue one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue for boost. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you remain hidden, and you can again. Do you want to use your advantage to recover one of your strain you just spent?
Yes.
Cool. You can also use it to notice something important that I haven't told you yet, or
let's do it to notice something important.
Okay. All right. So as you're sneaking up, you get behind the covers of big like rocks sticking up out of the ground. You notice that on the wall, right here, there's a power conduit that runs up out of the ground, like a geothermal power conduit that runs up out of the ground into the base. And it used to have like shielding. There used to be like metal shielding around it, but it's all like rusted and corroded away. So you can see the power cables on the inside. And this is carrying power from some underground like geothermal plant up to the base, basically. Okay. And it looks exposed.
All right.
So I'll make a little note here. There's a little power guy right there. Okay.
All right. I may commend another list for my next turn.
Okay.
So all we still have another move, or did he move twice?
That's it.
You move from extreme to long and long to medium and then drop down into...
Motherfucker, I'm about to get shot by an ATST.
Yeah, so the ATST is freezing
both moves, man.
No. I used strain to move twice on my turn. We only had four turns and everyone
went. Yeah, he only used one turn.
I didn't use your move.
Okay, I see how it works.
You went to yourself, dude. I didn't do nothing.
Okay. So the ATST, it's going to have a harder time hitting you because you're small. It's bigger than you. It's a little chin-mounted cannon, swings under and just starts going when shooting in your direction. And they're not great at gunnery, so let's see how this goes. They've got a difficulty of 3, and you have cover, so
can
it's another
I use,
die.
Can I use a light side point against this?
Yes, no. You can use a point to downgrade.
Oh, my God.
Why? Don't.
Because I could fucking die. I think death of a character is a pretty good reason.
This is it. This is how we die. This is how we die. You use them all.
Would you like to use one of the destiny points?
Tell me the odds. Tell me the odds. Like, what is. Can you still
tell
me the odds?
That's the rules of Star Wars.
So, downgrading, they already don't have any upgraded dice. It would be an upgrade to the difficulty. It would turn one of their purple dice into a red one.
All right. The party says not to. I'm going to trust in the party.
Okay. All right. So it would normally be 3 for the range, but we're going to bump it up because you're small and they're trying to hit you with a vehicle weapon. Cool. Okay. And then
Sam, make sure you message your friend. We need some new character art.
Belsa, yeah, you use your advantage already. Okay, so we're ready to go. Okay, let's see how this goes.
Plus, remember they have
No. Okay, so it didn't roll their dice. Of course not. Let me just roll that on its own. We'll do the math ourselves. So they've just got 3 green dice. I need a lot of successes to be able to hit you. No, nothing. Nope. So they get 3 disadvantage on their roll. So the cannons fire at you, and they carve a path from in front of you, like up past you, blowing chunks of dirt and debris up into the air, and they completely miss you to the point where I think that they hit like a gas vent underground, and now there's like smoke gushing out in front of you, and you've got complete cover against them. Like they can't see you at all. There's like a big cloud of gas kind of like spraying up out of the ground. So it's going to penalize their next attack against you when they try to hit you because they've got 4 or 3 disadvantage. Okay, so that's them. I'm going to move these stormtroopers. They see y'all in cover and they're going to come moving up. So they're going to move into medium range with you. Because you're 1, 2, yeah, you're 2 away.
Did it move or did it just stay where it was?
No, the walker's just staying right where it is. Okay. It's facing up where Otto is. And now the stormtroopers are going to take some shots. So I don't know who they would shoot at first because they act as a group. So let's just roll. I'll roll a D2. 1, it's Lena, and 2, it's Theron. Okay, so Theron, you're going to get shot at.
Great. I'm behind cover, so I'm okay. Shoot away.
You got good cover, so we'll give you 2 on their difficulty. And...
probably don't take me seriously after I sort of just like fumbled down into stealth, and they're like, well, that person's an idiot. Like
just a weird commando role, but in plain sight.
Yeah, we're being attacked by some rebels, and whoever that is. Okay, so they're going to take a shot, and they're firing as a group, so they all move together, so they have training in their blasters. Okay, let's see what happens. Nothing. All right, bad luck. So
Jesus Christ, they roll with 3 fucking proficiency?
It's because they're a group, right? So they spread out. There's 5 of them, and they all support each other. So yeah, when they're going to get worse the more you knock off. They only have 5 hit points each, and every time you get rid of one, it makes it harder for them to upgrade. And once they drop below 3 stormtroopers, those yellow dice will turn green. So, yeah, they all like spread out. I think they get cover, and they all just like lay down harassment fire at you. They're going to use their advantage, so I got to spend those dice. They're going to use that advantage to penalize Theron's next action. So you basically like have to duck down, and you have you're just hiding behind your cover as they blast it.
It's like suppressing fire.
Yeah, pretty much. So I will make a note here that they have cover as well.
Also, we should make note of how many times stormtroopers actually hit something in this entire session, in this entire game. Yeah. so far, we're 0-1.
Yeah. I'm really just trying to maintain that verisimilitude.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So y'all are covered. Any PC can go.
I mean, I want to take another shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. I say it either goes Sam or JP goes.
Well, should we wait to see if we get advantage so we can give it to JP?
Yeah, I'll go last. And if I get advantage, I can pass it to you.
Okay, I'll go last then, yeah, as usual. Did the first round, rather.
So I want to move in with the core unit. Is there anything I know? Do I know how to deactivate this power box, or is it just a simple shoot it till it?
It's one of those. If you shoot it, things are probably going to go haywire, and probably like there'll be like lightning flying out of it and that stuff. There's also the fact that the door is shut and it's got like a security console on the side too, so that's something to keep aware of. Like even once you get in there, like the door is slightly recessed into the mountainside, but once you get in there, you'll have to open the door.
Okay. So for this action, it would be good to move and act. And I guess the act would probably be taking out the power box.
Yeah. And I mean, the stormtroopers it's behind them. So if you blow it up, it might do something bad to them.
Okay. All right. So I'll halt the group.
Okay.
And I just kind of like motion to the power console. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we need to take that out. Fire on my signal.
Okay.
And I just want to like aim for this power box.
Sure. And what kind of weapon do you have?
I have a blaster pistol, but
okay. I'm so you can shoot it.
Do it. Am I just shooting it on my own? I can't tell them to do it.
No, they can do it. I'll roll for them as well. So they're just like the stormtroopers. They go as a group, and they have training according to according to their. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and roll for them. Now, do you want to make a separate shot, or do you want to use your action to improve their shot?
I want to improve their shot.
Okay. All right. So you're going to help them. So we'll give them an extra upgrade. So that's cool. And the difficulty is going to be, they're at range 2. It's a small target. We'll call it difficulty 3. And they have upgrades on their ranged heavy because they're firing as a group. Okay. All right. So they're going to fire. And if they hit it, if we get a success, then it'll blow up and do a thing.
Wah, wah, wah.
Nope. Okay, so they fire. They you're like, fire on that box. They like take some shots. They hit the wall around it, but
this
don't
is so Star Wars.
But don't quite hit it.
I like hear the shots go off, and I'm just like, that had to miss.
They're literally just shooting the wall, and then they look. They all look at you like, did we do it?
And it's kind of like face palm.
Awesome. Okay. So, so they did not do a good job. You can still make a maneuver on your turn, though, if you want to move closer or do something else.
Yeah, I want to move the group in closer. I'd say, like, probably about here between the ones interacting with Lena and Walker.
Okay. Do you want to stay hidden while you do that?
Because we're
running up between them. Okay.
I mean, just opened fire, so can we stay hidden? I doubt it.
I mean, you can if you want to make another stealth roll, but you got to spend strain to do it.
No, I think we're in. That's it now. I don't see how I would be able to.
It's just like hidden. It's a mad dash.
Okay. These guys just open fired on the door.
If you spend the 2 strain, you can run for the door. You could hit the door on this turn, right?
All right. Let's do it.
I'm gonna clear your cover because there's no cover in that.
I figured that they may be able to hit it at point blank, so we make a run for the door.
Okay, so you're gonna spend the strain and run for the door. Now the troops took strain from their failure because they're like, nothing happened. What was something supposed to happen? But you make it to the little alcove where the door is, and if the stormtroopers notice you, they're too busy firing on the troops over on this side. They're firing at these two. Okay, so next up.
You didn't get any advantage or anything, right?
No, they flubbed
it. It might be good if Lena goes, and then potentially she could get advantage.
Well, we still have two turns, right?
Yeah, if they're all shooting at me, then because they're focused on me, then this is best that you go.
Okay, Lena goes, and then I'll go.
I guess we're at medium range now, so I can use my blaster. Can I also double move and then attack with a sword instead?
If you spend the two strain, you could just charge into the group of stormtroopers and just start hacking at them with your sword.
I kind of want to do that since they're distracted on him. I kind of just want to go Rambo.
Yeah. Well, they don't. The thing is, they're decently armored because they're stormtroopers, but they don't have like melee weapons.
For some reason, I'm thinking of the Lancelot scene in fucking Monty Python.
Listen, it's her idiom.
Yeah. Jesus.
Okay, I sort of like look over to Theron and I'm like, I'm going in. And you can hear that through the comms as well. I'm like, I'm going in. And then you can see me, like, take out my sword and then just, like, go, like, jump over the cover and just charge at him as fast as possible.
I love this scene, too, because Theron, you're like, crouched as low as you can get while they're just, like, blowing this wall in front of you apart. There's just, like, dirt.
Leia just, like, vaults the rock next to him. Yeah.
Yeah, she just overs the vault and runs for it.
That's the slow motion where she turns to him and has a smile on his face and runs into the combat.
All right.
She like winks at him. Yeah.
Okay, so you go running in, and you want to take a swing at the nearest one. Okay, so you're engaged with these stormtroopers. You don't have cover anymore, and obviously their cover doesn't apply to them against you.
Yeah.
Because you just like get in behind it. Make sure you mark your strain, and then let's see what you need to roll for your attack.
Yeah, I'm gonna Leroy this situation.
Yeah, for real. And basically every five damage you deal will like kill one of them. Let's see. You are engaged and you're making a attack. So I think all you gotta do is roll your attack against a difficulty of two. So in your pool, add two purple dice.
Okay.
Let me double check if the Stormtrooper's armor has any defense. Nope, just soak. Okay. So yeah, it's just two purple dice. And now do you want to spend that last point you got or anything else?
No. I don't think I'm gonna use it. This has a special of Pierce 2 and Vicious 1 and 1 defensive. But well, the defensive is fine, but the Pierce 2 and Vicious 1, what does that do?
All right, let's talk about that. So this is a nasty. This is a vibro sword, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so you're running up, and your sword is like giving off this faint, kind of high pitched hum, and there's like a looking at it, it kind of blurs slightly because it's vibrating. It's meant to like cut through up their weapons. Actually, the difficulty is only one. It's a melee. Oh no, melee attack is two. Okay. They're surprised. I'm gonna give you an extra boost die. So make sure you add that. Because they did not expect a vibro sword.
Just one boost
attack.
Then, right?
Yeah, one boost. And then qualities of your weapon, which one? What was it again, you said?
Pierce 2 and Vicious 1.
All right, so Pierce 2 means that it ignores 1 point of soak for every rating of Pierce. Okay. So their soak goes down. So you just cut through the Stormtrooper armor when you do hit. So their soak becomes probably nothing then? No, their soak is 3 after your attack. And then Vicious... Vicious allows you to, on a critical hit, you add 10 times the Vicious rating to a critical
Damn.
Hit.
Damn!
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so I just roll now, crazy. Right?
Crit.
Yeah.
Crit.
Yeah. So you
crit.
Attack
crit.
And your difficulty
you crit. Oh. You crit. With one success.
There it is. So you get a triumph, a success, and an advantage. So let's figure out your damage. So you've got, what's the damage on the Vibrosword is plus 2?
Plus 2 and then critical 2.
Okay, so plus 2 damage. What's your brawn?
3.
3, okay. So your damage goes up to 5. And you crit. Let me see what crits against minions do, because I feel like you just get to like chop up a bunch of them. you kill at least one just with the base damage. Minions don't suffer strain.
Chat's
anything
also
that would inflict strain.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's plus 10. It's rating time 10. I'm looking at the rules right now.
Okay.
Minions are killed by a critical injury. If a minion suffers a critical injury, it immediately is incapacitated. If a group, it suffers one minion worth of wounds. So you kill one. So you kill two. Basically, you just jump in and kill two of them flat out. So what does that look like? How do we see how you fight?
Well, you see me just sort of vault over the cover that Theron's ducking down. And maybe it's just sort of I'm doing it to protect him since... But I just run down and immediately am like dragging the sword along the ground. And then I just hack it up against them. And it just goes through one guy's chest and into the other guy, across the other guy's neck that was right behind him. And then nice. I just sort of stand there in sort of like a defensive stance against the last guy, just staring at him.
Cool. So two of the five are dead. You would have killed three, but they their
five,
armor.
There's five.
Yeah, okay. There's five of them. So the other three are just all of a sudden like, what the heck? Like they turn, like you came out of nowhere, and one of them is like, get back up, and they turn, and I think they're gonna run because they don't have melee weapons.
I have an active called Disorient. How does that work?
Well, let's take a look at what it does. So. Lena, for Disorient, do you have it written down in your skills?
Yeah, I have it in my skills. It's down. It's an active, and after hitting with combat check, may spend. I don't know what that is.
Oh yeah, it's
is that the advantage.
Advantage, yeah.
So I can
disorient the target. Okay.
Okay.
So you don't have two to spend. So when you do get two, you'll be able to spend it.
Well, I guess now I'm just gonna pass my advantage along to
Wicked.
To Otto.
Yeah, cool. Okay. So I guess what we're learning here is that if you want to kill stormtroopers, just get in there. Just get in there and wave your sword around.
Well, they're not gonna hit you.
Yeah, so they're turning and they're gonna try to like fire at you, but you're in the middle of them, with stormtrooper blood dripping off your vibroblade. Do you wanna try another rocket shot, Otto?
Yeah. Well, I'm behind. They can't see me at all, right?
Yeah, they've lost track of you because of the smoke.
So it would make sense to aim this round and then fire next round. Could I do that, or does Sam go next round?
You could. The smoke will dissipate at the end of this round, so they'll be able to get a target on you. But remember, you don't always have to. Like, you can go last on this round, let them go, and then you go again. And the smoke will last until the end of the full round, so you'll be protected and be able to aim and shoot if you want.
Okay, and how much does the aim boost me?
It gives you an extra boost die for every action that you aim. So in this turn, you could prep. Aim, next turn, aim, fire, and that'll give you two boost dice.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to prep and aim. Okay. And then next one, aim and fire.
Okay, great. So that's your action. So you load another rocket and start aiming through the smoke as it starts to dissipate.
And I also start counting the rockets. I mark like one in front of me on whatever rubble is there.
All right, Theron, it's your turn. What do you want to do?
So the stormtroopers that are near us have started to run.
They're for the moment they're disoriented by the sudden chaos.
All right, then I try to shoot.
They're not
one
shooting
of them.
At you anymore. Yeah,
I try to shoot one of them right in the head.
Okay, all right. So you're gonna fire into now. You're firing. It's gonna be a little trickier because you're firing into an engagement.
Right.
So let me take a quick look at what the difficulty for that is. You are at medium range, so it starts as two, and then firing range attacks at engaged targets, you upgrade the difficulty by one. So
another purple.
It's one purple and one red, and then the rest of your normal dice pool
for my weapon, for blaster pistol.
Yeah you would just roll your next to blaster pistol. But you do have, because you didn't, Lena, you didn't spend that advantage. You want to pass that along to, pass along to Theron?
Yeah, I'll pass my advantage to him.
Okay, Theron. So you should have one boost die, one purple and one red.
Don't hit Lana.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and if you get the critical fail, the big scary thing, there is a chance to hit one of the other individuals engaged with the target, and it's my choice.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, so you fire. Thankfully, you don't hit anybody on your team, but you don't hit any stormtroopers either. So just like
you just see a whiz past all of us, and I sort of just turn around and look at him.
Yeah, it hits the wall. Where all the other stormtroopers? Where all the other?
But he could pass that advantage on, right?
Yes, that advantage can get passed on to the next person. All right. To act. You can also pass disadvantage on, remember, too. So if you want to give a black die to an enemy, it works the a similar way. Remember, you can see all of the stuff that you want to spend these on the combat reference page, which I'll show you right now. So take a look at those between turns. Okay, so the AT-ST... The AT-ST isn't going to... It can't fire on you because it can't see you right now. So I think it's just going to move closer. They're like... He's still out there somewhere, and they move up into range, and they go looking for you. The stormtroopers, they don't have any melee weapons on them except their fists. So, I think they're gonna try and run away.
So they're just gonna run into my group.
Yeah, they're gonna fall back.
Do I get like an attack against them if they try to disengage me?
Yeah, I'm checking on that. I think that if you try to get out of engaged, let's see, two characters in very close proximity. It's a subcategory of short range. Let's see. Yeah, I don't see anything here about that. If there is a rule for that, I'm not sure what it is, but we'll check it out. Or yeah, I'm sure chat will tell us. Several variations of the same rule too. Okay, so they're gonna try and get away from you. I think they're just gonna use their actions to flee. So they turn and they run back to the door, and they run right into a whole bunch of rebels. So when they see you, I don't know if they would fire necessarily. I think maybe they'll, they don't get to, because disengage is the maneuver, then they move. Okay, so that's all. They're like, they break away from you. Maybe you take a swing at one of them, he blocks it with his blaster rifle and then flees. And then they get off, they disengage for the maneuver, move away, and then realize, there's a bunch of rebels in the doorway, and then their turn is over. Okay. So any PC can go now. You have all four of you in order now.
I think we want Otto to go.
Well, do I have an advantage die? I do, right, from Theron?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So let's do that. So I have aim. I'm going to aim again, so it's two. So plus one for three blue die.
It would be you on the last turn, it was prepare, aim. This turn, it's aim, fire. So it's two blue dice from aiming, one from Theron. Yep, so you've got three.
Okay. Still three purple?
No, they're closer now. It's only two purple.
Oh, nice.
And I'm going to I'm gonna use one of my destiny points to
So that puts it to 2/2, so then could I use one again?
Yeah. You can use them. So if you use one and I use one, what happens is I upgrade the difficulty. So you're looking at a purple and a red, and you get an extra upgrade on yours. So just put upgrade one.
Okay, so you get I take one purple down and then add a red, and then I have one upgrade.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Here's the roll.
Giver.
Let's do it. Crit.
There you go. Hit it again.
Nice.
Okay. I'm glad I used that, though.
Yeah,
because I would have failed terribly.
It definitely helped, and all the advantage too. So you fire off your second rocket. You got four left, and it spins out, smashes into the side of the AT-ST. It's going to take another two damage, I think, because you deal 23.
And when you say scaled down, how do you scale that?
Yeah, so the way vehicle, you're firing an anti-personnel weapon at a vehicle, so every 10 points of damage that it does is 1 point of vehicle damage, in the same way that if it fires at you with an anti-vehicle weapon and hits you, if it deals 20 damage, if it deals 2 damage, it actually deals 20, right? So we scale up for each grade. Like if all of a sudden an X-Wing flew by and shot the AT-ST, it would take another level of damage.
Gotcha.
Moral of the story, don't ever let a individual person get shot by a Star Destroyer or you'll take like 10,000 damage.
That'd be hilarious. We should totally do that.
Yeah, Star Destroyer just flies through the atmosphere, shoots Otto, and by some miracle hits you and you take 10,000 damage and you die.
That'd be great. That'd be awesome. I would totally just, if I was a DM, I'd just dick people over. Yeah, Star Destroyer flies in. You're hit for 10,000 damage. I'm sorry, you're dead. There's nothing you can do. It just happens. I mean, that's the game.
So this tube that you're using, it's meant to blow up large groups of stormtroopers, but also because it has breach, it allows you to do several small hits on a vehicle. This vehicle's weapon is degraded too, so you're dealing slightly more damage to it with this weapon. Now, if you were firing an anti-vehicle weapon, it would only have a damage of like 5, but it would probably have a much higher armor piercing. This is firing like exploding rockets, not like armor piercing missiles.
Yeah. So I lick my thumb again and put another shot down in front of me on the rock.
Yeah, so they take another hit. Yeah. and stagger, and they're starting to rethink this plan. Like they can see you, but you've got cover, and now I think that the stormtroopers are like, there's rebels by the door, and so maybe it turns and it's kind of the pilot's trying to decide where to go. So any other PC can go now.
I sort of want to chase after the guys running from me.
Yeah, so, you can do you can do the same thing. You can just use an action to charge in and attack them again.
Yeah, I'm gonna chase after them. As soon as I see them running, I immediately follow behind them and begin to swing my sword as I'm running up.
Right, not so fast. Okay. Yeah. All right. So go ahead and make your
Do I have any purple dye or any other dye that...
Purple, two purple. It's just a regular melee attack. Okay. No advantage, no disadvantage. Just two purple in your pool, and then roll your weapon. Okay. So you're going to take a strain from the attack. So I'll use that disadvantage to cause you a strain. But you still hit. So you deal, piercing 2. They have armor 3. You deal 2. You deal 3 damage. Okay. So you egregiously injure one, but don't kill him.
Okay.
So they're down 2. Cool. So there's still 3 of them. One of them, you come running in. He gets his arm up before you swing in, and you bury your sword right through the white plate of his arm.
Okay.
He screams in pain. Okay. Either of the other PCs?
I guess I'll go. So is Lena going to continue chasing after the other two that she wounded that guy?
Yeah, she's just gonna hack at this guy that she basically almost cut his arm off, and then just try to finish him off before she goes after the others.
All right. So while she's chasing those guys down, can I come out from undercover? And as I come out from undercover, I'd like to get very close to Lena, and before she can stab the guy, shoot him in the head.
Okay. Sure.
Rude.
And then literally just point at her like go and like get the other guys.
Yeah. Right. To be like, no, you don't have to finish this. I got it. Yeah. Okay. So if you want to do that, it is gonna cost you 2 strain to move from medium you were in long, so you gotta go from long to short range to get up to close. So it'll cost you 2 strain to make that extra run. But now when you're firing at them, it's just 1 red die. 1 red die to hit him.
Great.
Yep.
Come on. Right.
Combat. I just want to shoot him in the head. That's all. Why can't I just do that?
He's only got 2 hit points. Oh
man, you are.
Okay. Well, you didn't critically fail.
This guy fucking like somehow reflects the blaster into your face.
I mean, it's like you failed, but it wasn't like, so you run up and you fire and you miss the guy. And I don't know, maybe it's because it's not like she's just statically standing there. It might be that Lena is moving around, so you're like trying to like not hit her, and she gets in the way. And you fire, and you miss them.
Oh, well, I want to do
now it's
like...
my fault. It's my fault that he wants to kill
someone. I'm saying from his perspective, it's probably
I know. All
right, sure. All right, whatever, yeah.
Now you have 4, advantages you can spend, so you can... you can gain defense. You can perform another free maneuver if you want to move or aim or something like that. You can add.
You can do a lot of things.
You can add a penalty to somebody. Yeah. You've got a lot of stuff to work with those.
Dude, you can negate the target's enemy's defensive bonuses. So like he will have nothing. You can gain +1 melee or ranged defense, or you could force the target to drop a melee or ranged weapon that's wielding.
No. Yeah, so I'm gonna. I guess I fired and it hit the ground near Lena, and I will maneuver to get like right next to her and be like, chase them down. And then okay. I'm going to stay with the wounded soldier and see if I can get any info from him. And I'm going to grab him.
I sort of like give him a I just like leer at him for a second, and then I go, nice shot. And I turn to start to make my leave.
Okay. So there's three stormtroopers, one who's badly injured. You want to try to like separate that one from the
others? Well, I thought the other two were still moving. I thought that
move as one unit. Yeah, they're all together. They're sticking together.
So the guy who's horribly wounded, they are sticking around him then?
Yeah, they're going to try to... I mean, they're realizing they're in a bad situation, so they're not really sure what they're going to do yet.
All right, then I'm just going to move in closer and get rid of my strain.
Okay, sure.
So I'm going to be, like, on top of them.
So you can recover some strain.
That's how you remove your strain, is you get on top of people, Jesse?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What question is that?
Yeah, what?
All right,
I just had to make sure that was understood.
So, Bell, what are you and your rebels going to do?
So do I know how to get this door open?
Yeah, maybe. You could make a roll to do that. It can be opened from inside. Probably whoever's in charge, whichever stormtrooper is in charge, has like a key code that'll get it open. There's a keypad that can be bypassed, but there's also like a place to put a command module, so it would just tell it to open. Okay. Or you can try to slice it, and slicing it would require a computer test. Yeah, computers, which you could try. You just aren't very good at it.
Right. What happens if I shoot the power? Would that open the door?
I mean, that's the other thing. You could just, if you spend, y'all have some destiny points. You could just say, I shoot it. I spend a destiny point, and bam, the door opens because it's Star Wars, and that's how that shit works.
I have computers.
Yeah, but you're nowhere near him, though.
I know, but I'm just saying.
You guys are pretty close to us, actually.
Or, yeah, we are pretty close, and you guys could just help us take out these guys that are running, and then I could use computers to...
Yeah, can I signal the soldiers to open fire on the stormtroopers? The three remaining stormtroopers?
Yeah, you're like, fire! And one of the troops, like, they hesitate first, because one of the troops is like, but sir! And you can see, like, they're worried about hitting Leyna. They're like, but sir!
Please don't crit fail.
And then what do? Are you like, no, just take the shot?
Can I like radio in to tell them to hit the ground?
I mean, not right now. They're engaged in melee. So
take the shot. Take it. You're heroes. Take the shot.
I kind of like look at the soldier who's nervous, and I'm like, then don't miss.
Nice.
Yeah.
He nods and like shoulders his rifle. He's like, yes, sir. And they all start firing. And so the blaster bolts come flying in. So just to be clear, yeah. Theron, you're not at a risk here. Great. So it's going to be short range. Yeah. Short range for these rebel troops. They're firing as a group, and they have one downgrade. So it looks like it's one purple or one red die for them. All right, rebel troopers. Let's see if you embarrass yourself in front of us.
Can I give them advantage?
Can I fire
myself?
Yeah, you can also shoot. Same as before. You can do it if you can do your own action, or
I'll let them shoot, and I'll shoot as well.
Okay, so here we'll do them first.
Hey,
really good. They crit. Okay, nice. So the rebel troopers. Yeah, it works. Like they're like, okay, and then they wait, and I think the commander he holds his hand up. He's like, wait for it, and then as soon as Leyna is like out of the way, he's like, fire, and they all just like rip shots at the stormtroopers. This is gonna do. Let's see, they're firing blaster rifles. It's gonna deal 9, 10, and then one dies. Two of the three of them die. The only one that's left is the injured one. So there's one stormtrooper on his own with 2 hit points. They fire, and I think the one that is closest to Leyna, she doesn't die because he uses her as cover, and they don't fire at him. But the other two, bleh, they fall down after a fusillade of shots. Now you can go if you want. So you can shoot that last one if you want to.
Is he still in cover behind?
No. It's still engaged, so it's still going to be one red die for you.
I've wrestled out of his arms by now.
I'll take the shot.
And the two of you are fighting. You've kind of got his helmet twisted sideways. He's trying to punch you, and then yeah, you can fire. So make an attack with your blaster, and the difficulty is just one red die.
One red.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh shit.
That's not good. That's a crit fail. That's a crit fail.
Oh no.
Sam just hit fucking pocket.
Okay.
He's got to decide how to make it a crit fail.
Here's how it works. So when attacking a target engages an ally, the attacker upgrades difficulty to check by one. In addition, if the attacker's check succeeds but generates at least one crit, the crit is automatically spent to make the attacker hit one of the individuals engaged with the target. Now, thank God you missed. So it's not like you hit any of the targets. You shoot over or past them. I get to spend that that despair however I like, but it doesn't automatically hit. So let's see what I can spend it on. It's still a crit fumble, but I could have it blow up in your hand or
Jesus.
Sam loses her hand.
Let's see. Well, I mean, this guy happens. All right, so let's see. I can upgrade the difficulty even the next check. A tool or melee weapon the character is using becomes damaged. The character's ranged weapon immediately runs out of ammunition and can't be used for the remainder of the encounter. Okay, so I think that's what happens. I think that you like take a couple of shots that miss, and then on your last shot, the gun runs out of ammo. So it's like, and you can't use it for the rest of...
I just like look at the gun and tut and just like throw it at the ground.
Awesome. A couple of shots and you're like, meh. Fuck this thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Need to remind you, that was like 100 credits, Sam. You might want to pick that back up.
It'd be better if you pick it up when no one's looking. You're like, feh. Everyone goes inside. You're like, I'll just...
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Okay. So, so you can spend those two to recover a strain if you like. Yeah, spend them as usual. And actually, I think you can spend one for a strain, and then the other for... You can recover two strain or do one strain and add one to the next allied character's check if you want.
Is it... Oh, are you going next?
There's the two groups. The Stormtrooper is going to go, and then the AT-ST is going
to
go.
You can also use it as disadvantage, next. Though.
Can I use it to disadvantage?
No, you got to use both of them to disadvantage.
Okay, yeah, no, I'll do that. Can I disadvantage the Walker?
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. So the walker has turned around, and I think what it's going to do is it's going to shoot a grenade at the door. It's just going to boom, fire a grenade at everybody in the door circle. So all the little rebels and you. So the grenade launcher is a personnel weapon, not a vehicle weapon, and it uses gunnery. So let's roll and see how that goes. So they're at medium range for you. So it's two difficulty. And you gave them one, you said?
Yeah.
One of the disadvantage? Okay. All mm-hmm. right. So the AT-ST, lobs a concussion grenade in your direction. And let's see if they hit.
Crit fail! Incoming! Believe in the dream!
Fuck it up! Fuck it up, Adam!
Let's see, so they've got three in gunnery. Alright.
Are you gonna...
God, I want it to just explode in the thing.
Yeah, yeah, just explode. I mean, the so
they
AT-ST.
They can't crit fail right now because I'm not rolling any red dice. Unless you want to spend a destiny point to make one of those dice red.
Nah, just let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
Okay, so... Fetch my vehicle sheet. Here comes the boom. So it's gonna go.
Otto seeks revenge against the Empire. What? Can't find the character. See.
Oh, it's because I didn't attach the character. I'll just roll there. Actor. I'll roll there. Roll. That's on me.
Boo!
No, I'm just trying to increase the tension. Gunnery.
They
there it is.
Cannot be found.
Oh, they
okay.
hit.
Ooh. So they hit. So it fires. It's basically like a as minimal as a hit could possibly be. This is the least that I could do, and it lands. Yeah, lands right in the middle. Someone shouts grenade. You try to scatter, and then it goes off. It deals. Let's see. Deals blast damage. So we're looking at. How much armor do you have, Belle? What's your soak?
One.
One, okay. So, Belle, you take 9 wounds.
Damn!
Yep, take 9 wounds.
How much?
As minimal as possible, you said.
It does 10. So, and to the rebels, they take. Let's see. They have a soak of 3, so they take 7, which kills 1 and a bit of them. So one guy. I think one guy is like out of the way, and he like grabs you and like pushes you aside, and then the grenade explodes, and he gets thrown to the ground. He's like lying there, smoke coming off of his chest. And the other rebels see the ATST in there. They're kind of like looking at you like, oh god, we have to get inside.
Keep in mind, Sam has 14 total wounds, just so everyone knows.
Yeah.
Well, then yeah.
Somebody,
I feel
somebody
like
else wounded, but yeah, you're
true. Well, wait, okay, so it landed right there. It's close to me and Bo. Is there, and there's no way I could take a reaction to like throw the trooper sort of in the blast?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah, he's just outside. He's just outside range.
Okay.
Now it's his turn. He is going to. What is he going to do? He's gonna surrender. That is what he's gonna give up. He puts his hands up and he's like, I give up. I give up. That was his action. He begs for mercy. All right, PC. Anybody can go.
I'm gonna if it's okay. I wanna kind of no. I'm not gonna go because
you can kill him if you want to. You can just shove.
I go at the end of the turn because I want the advantage. So
yeah, if you're the hacker, you should be going to the door as quickly as possible, because they need you there.
Well, that's why I think Theron should go first, and I'll let him deal with the trooper that's surrendering.
Sure. Okay. All right.
So it's one. You want so Theron? You want to go first, or
yeah, Theron go first. I would say.
All right. So I get in on the trooper and put my gun on his back, and I'm gonna watch his butt.
Okay. Yeah. So you just point the gun at him. You get him to surrender, and he puts his hands up.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Give up. Okay.
Yep. Right.
Yeah, you got him covered.
Okay.
The great thing is the guys in the ATS, you're going to be like, what? He's surrendering? That traitor. And they're just going to shoot at all of you anyway. But that's cool. So he's covered now. So the next person to go.
Question. Does he have his weapon on him still?
No, he drops it. He drops it on the ground. You want to pick it up?
Yeah, I want to pick it up.
Okay. All right.
What weapon is that, by the way?
It's a blaster rifle.
Excellent. Those are very. I would love to have one.
Okay, you now have an Imperial Stormtrooper blaster rifle.
Can we pick up the blaster rifles from the other guys that
oh,
we
yeah,
killed?
Oh yeah, totally.
Well,
yeah.
As I'm walking,
we'll do it
the
afterwards.
Door, okay, we'll do it afterwards. Fine, we'll do it after the ATST. Well, then I'm gonna notice that the guy surrendered, and I guess not even pay attention to the ATST because I need to go and open the door. So I take out my slicer gear from my backpack and our utility belt. And immediately start to try and slice the door open.
Okay. It's a standard difficulty computer test. So just two purple dice in your pool, and then...
Okay. Well, let's hope I don't...
Yeah, so Lena comes over, and the rebels clear a path for you. They get out of your way, and you come up to the little panel, which you crack open and attach some cables to and start working away on your little keypad.
You hit, but there's
there you
also
go. Okay. So take a strain. Okay. Take a strain for that. And you get a success. And we hear the thing beep. A little green light goes off, and the two metal doors slide open.
Okay. And then I sort of just stand at the door and let people go in.
Hustling them in.
Well, can I like reach over and grab Belle and sort of push her in, so that way, because she's already wounded and I can see that.
It's her turn next, right? It's Belle's turn. So, okay. So unlike D&D, where it's all really abstracted for the wounds, until you hit your wound threshold, you're not actually physically hurt. You don't have any physical damage. You're just less likely to be able to get away from the next hit. Once you're at zero wound threshold, every hit after that is you're physically getting hurt. So you're tired. So
you tanked a grenade like a boss.
You're running low. The grenade startled you, like the noise and the flash and everything. Like that was bad, and it's made you less effective. But it also means like you didn't actually take any like physical harm yet. So it's easier for us to know.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Belle, it's your turn. What do you want to do? You want to run inside?
So I just everyone in. I just point to the door, and then I look, I motion at Lena, and I'm like, good job.
Okay. Yeah. So the troops, the commander following your lead is like, he's like gesturing, he's like, hustle, let's go. And everybody starts to pour inside. And inside there's a long gangplank that leads into all of the like cell blocks, because this is a prison. It looks pretty abandoned. Like, most of the cell block doors are open. A lot of the lights are burned out. We see like water dripping down from the ceiling. The environmental controls in here aren't turned on, so it's like really hot. And you all start running inside, but you don't see any more officers or anything like that. Otto, it is your turn.
Yeah, I'm just reading the chat now. They're just saying, yeah, JP gets hit by the Star Destroyer.
Yeah, now that everybody's inside, the Star Destroyer does the strafing run.
Star Destroyer shows up, kills everyone.
I'm always going to have that in my head. Anyways, I'm going to aim and then take a shot, so I only get plus one die.
Let's kill this thing.
Okay, so remember, you don't have the extra action to aim, right? Because you have to prepare every time.
I gotta prepare. That's right.
So this one is prepare fire.
Okay.
But he's on us, and Theron and I are still kind of at the door, so it's not like we're all inside yet.
It's true.
So if I spent this round to prepare and aim and then aim and shoot next round, he has his back to me, right? So
yeah, the thing is turned. It has armor all the way around. But it's not paying direct attention to you. The other thing you can do is, like, the momentum of the fight is kind of turned. You could try to get them to surrender, right? You could make a roll to, like, shout at them and be like, you don't have to die, come on out.
I don't have any of those skills. I only know how to shoot things out.
Like, I only know how to kill.
Okay,
all right. I'll go ahead and prepare aim and then aim and shoot next round.
Okay, all right. So you prepare and aim. The ATST, what are they going to do? I think they're going to shoot. Okay, so Lana, Belle, you're inside. So you're like off the map now, basically.
Yeah, all the soldiers and him are inside.
And I'm at the door, and then Theron is with the trooper that surrendered.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to make a roll for them because their commander's down and they're seeing people surrender. I'm going to make a
One jumps out and yells traitor.
Yeah, whatever their willpower, I guess, is here. Let's see. Yeah, I'm going to make a willpower roll for them. Let's see, because they're not trained at it and they're by themselves.
Didn't JP prep and aim last round? No.
You shot last time.
I shot last time, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I think they're considering giving up. Let's see if they do it. I'm gonna make a difficult roll here. Okay, yeah, they like one of them. The top opens. You see the top creak open, and one of the officers. They're wearing the gray outfit with the little hat. He's got his hat in his hand, and he like stands up with his arms up, and he's like waving, and he's like, "We surrender. Please stop firing."
Can I just take a shot?
You monster? Yeah, sure. You can. I mean, on your turn, you can take a shot. Yeah. That's their action. They're like basically surrendering. Like, no, stop.
Yeah, I just stand up with the rocket launcher, like aimed down at the ground, and like maybe put my hand or look through my macro binoculars to like see what they're doing. And then I shout to the guys behind me. I'm just like, I think they're surrendering.
Right. They both look at you. One of them's got like spotter's goggles. He nods. He's like, I think they've surrendered. And they see you. Like, do you put it down or do you fire it at them? Or,
well, I mean, I'm gonna fire next round, but I don't know if it's necessarily this.
It's your turn. Yeah. Any PC can go.
I'm continuing. I'm gonna aim and then shoot. So two aims plus the prepared.
I think in this case you don't. Make the roll, but if you hit, like, you'll kill this guy basically and shut down the ATST. So just as long as you don't miss.
Okay. What is the, how many purple? Two?
Two purple.
I'm not gonna use a light side. Are you gonna use a dark side?
No, I'm not gonna.
Okay. I'll roll.
Okay. Wow. You miss. You missed on your last shot. You're just like, I got you. And just flies out.
I kind of put it down. I was like, warning shot.
So, but hold on, no, this is the fake out, right? Because the weapon has the homing quality. and you have enough advantage. You want to spend three of those advantage to have it home in. It flies right past the guy, and he assumes you fired a warning shot, where you're like, and he says, yeah. No, I'm sorry.
So here,
I'm sorry.
Here's what I do, is I fire the shot, and I purposely missed, and then I set the thing down and start walking towards the door, and then it comes back around and blows up the ATSD.
Yeah, so here's how that works. The quality of what is it called, like homing or seeking, basically it means that if you miss, you can spend three advantage, and
God, I have so many fucking advantage.
You can spend the other two as well, like on normal stuff. What's that ability called?
Okay, then I'll remove two
guided.
Strength.
It's called guided. Yeah. So if you miss, you make a check at the end of a round with three green dice, and if you're successful, it hits. So it won't hit until the end of the round. So it soars past them and like flies off into the distance, and we just hear the missile launcher going like beep 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 as it's like turning the missile, slowly turning around and coming back.
Okay. So three green dice against two.
Yeah, but not until the end of the round. Not until the last PC is.
Okay.
All right. So I want to go. And I want to shout up, since I have I have the blaster rifle pointed at the back of the stormtrooper. I want to shout up to the guy that I can see, and demand that the other soldier inside the AT-ST show himself as well, so we know that it's not a trick.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So both of them will be at the top.
Yeah, the guy that had his waist up, like, he climbs out and he puts his hand in and he like pulls, and another officer, another woman, like, she comes out, she's got her helmet, like, she's taking her helmet off, she throws it aside. Now they're both just standing on top of the ATST.
Now they're both going to get hit. Yeah.
So they're both just standing on top of the ATST with their hands up, kind of like, we give up, we're done. And the stormtrooper that you have still got his hands up. So that's your action. Mm-hmm. Do you want to move? Do you want to get closer to the door?
No, I want to stay right there.
Okay,
all right. I hear them, or if you don't mind me going, well, you're inside, so whatever.
Yeah, either of you.
I hear them yell as well that they surrender, and I've got my blaster up now, because I put my sword away. And can I demand that they jump down? Free of all their weapons?
What? If you do that, they're not going to get hit.
I don't want... You forget! Maybe I don't want them to get hit. They're war prisoners.
I mean, keep in mind that all you saw from where you were standing is the missile fly off into the distance. You saw Otto make a terrible shot. Yeah, so you don't necessarily know.
That's why I'd be like, I want to get in range of them so I can bind them up I can bind them and I can.
So this is the thing. They don't get to go on your turn. So all the shouting basically means that on their turn they're gonna have to decide to do. They will get one. They'll get one more turn to climb down. On their turn before the missile hits, because it hits at the end of their turn. So.
I'm going to piss so many people off if it works, but I'm trying to basically coerce them to come down and put their hands up so I can bind them, or behind their back so I can bind them.
Yeah, so they start like climbing down, but it'll happen on their turn.
Do I need a roll or anything, or...
They're basically what's happening is you're auto succeeding at coercion rolls. Like they've already given up their willingness to do what they want. So they start to climb down. Inside, Belle, you your team kind of splits up and they're like combing the area looking for other troops. They've started to like spread out and get a look at things. Is there anything you want to do, or do we want to see if this rocket hits?
What is the like process for opening the prison cells? Is there like one control room, or are they?
Yeah, so I think when you come in, we get this long kind of panorama of they've hollowed out the inside of this mountain, basically. And so there's just like 30 stories on either side of you of like cells. And you can see some of them, like as we get the long pan down the cell block, we can see some of them still have the barriers up, and you can see people kind of like with their faces up against the barrier looking to see what's going on. And then in front of you, there's a big console that allows you to activate or deactivate all of the various controls, all the different cell blocks.
Okay, can I try and release the prisoners from the cells?
Yeah, it's not encrypted or anything, so if you want to do that, you start doing that. You just start like pulling levers and it's just
shutting
down. Yeah,
I'd like to just start ripping open cell doors.
Okay. Yeah, so we start to see all the barriers go down, some of the people starting to come out and like look around, and they're all looking really weak. And then...
I kind of motion to the soldiers to like help them.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So then they all start. They all start getting out of their cells, and then outside, the two start climbing down from the AT-ST. And I'm gonna roll a force die, and if it's light side, they get down before the missile hits, and if it's dark side, it takes them too long.
Oh Jesus!
Okay. Seems like a reasonable chance.
Well, if you're not gonna let me roll the damage, then let's cliffhanger on that.
Well, you'll roll the hit. It'll just hit either the ship or the dudes. But yeah, we can find out if you hit them on the side of the AT-ST or the ship itself. We can wait when we come back.
Yeah. Let's wait.
Right. Dun, dun, dun.
Let's take our second break here. Still got 2 hours left to go here on the premiere of Balanced Power. Don't go anywhere, guys. We'll be right back with hour number 3.